Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You just sit back and let me just read to you what you've written, because it's so good. Eventually, you may come to a point where you realize you don't even like your story anymore. But what happens if you decide that with the remainder of your time, you're going to live a brand new story, one that is not a solitary endeavor, but rather a collaborative one with a God who's desperate for the opportunity to be a part of it? This new story can be a gift back to God, a page turner that He can't put down. He gave you life, and you can give life back to Him. This is love, the give and take, the send and receive, the back and forth of an alive and breathing relationship. So this is what we need to agree on before we go any further. No one can make a change for you. It's all about you, and it's all about what you do next. Let's go on an adventure together. I want you to talk about that, because we do so often emphasize God's love, which is so important. He loved us first, but really not often is a lot said about, but He draws near to those who draw near to Him. He rewards those who earnestly pursue Him. You know, our choices matter. So take it from there, if you would.
Well, you can't call something a relationship that's not a relationship, that's not life-giving to both people. And so our choices and the ripple effect of our choices do matter. And even if we would acknowledge that our choices matter, we rarely understand that they affect the one who loves us. We would know that very clearly in our own lives. If we turn to some sort of addiction or whatever, it may destroy the relationships in our lives because it would have such a profound effect on our families. But it has the same effect on God. He's that invested in the relationship. In fact, He's more invested in the relationship than any other person could possibly be. Not just because He created us, but because He's willing to die for this relationship. So, you know, I don't particularly believe that everything is just all laid out there and God's sovereignty knows everything that's going to happen. I mean, I believe He does, but I don't believe that He refuses to allow us to make choices, because that is an impossible relationship. If you are enslaved, you may be restricted to what you can and can't do, but nobody can make you love them. It doesn't matter. Nobody can torture you into loving them. And so love isn't love if there's no way out. And so this is a collaborative thing that God wants with us, something that we're walking through life moment by moment, enjoying fellowship or company or just life. Yeah. I mean, I'm in a relationship with my wife. She doesn't happen to be here in the studio at this moment. I can't see her. She's not talking to me, but I am in a relationship with her. And if I want to maintain that relationship with her, then I'm going to have to spend time with her. And I'm going to have to live into the shape of our lives together so that they're moving in the same direction. It's no different with God. He's absolutely done everything. I say later in the book, what other hoops would we ask of Him? Like, what other things do we want Him to jump through? What else does He have to do to prove that He's faithful and loyal and loves us? Like, He's done more than anyone could ever possibly do. This is the love that we're looking for and that we've been scratching at life to find, and it's right here available.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.